Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Geo coming to you live from the Bill Fullerton Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are back Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend. Looks like the good weather continues this week. You gotta love it. Summer Fridays here on out until Labor Day weekend. And we've got some Yankees. Of course, they are playing a hell of a lot better than the Mets are. And Aaron Judge was absolutely amazing last night against the Mariners in an NBA Finals matchup that we finally have after a much-anticipated Game 7 between the Heat and the Celtics last night, where Jason Tatum gets hurt on the first possession of the game, and then that basically changes everything for Boston. I mean, they sort of laid down after that, which is it's pretty bad, and I know Charles Barkley crushed him for it after the game and saying that the Tatum thing wasn't an excuse. I mean, there's no doubt that Jason Tatum was not the same.
First of all, they got it back to a Game 7.
They did.
I think that tells you who they are as players and as people. And, you know, and their best player ends up getting hurt, like, on the first play of the freaking game.
Yeah. And it did change a lot. There is no two ways about it. But, I mean, you would think that a home Game 7 that maybe, just maybe, be a little bit closer than this.
Jason Tatum wasn't himself, and, you know,
he ended up playing the whole game.
I know that, because that's how much it meant to him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I could see how Celtic fans would be like, come on. I mean, fight through it, figure it out.
When they
the
were
Red
down,
Sox
when
came
they were,
down 3-0.
Hey, when they were
bloody
down,
sock.
Right, when they were down 3-0, and they were getting hammered and ripped apart, I could totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gabe Vincent gets hurt for Miami, and all of a sudden, like, the whole thing shifts. And then they win an unbelievable Game 6 on the road to bring it back home, and then, unfortunately for them, their best player gets hurt.
Yeah, but listen, you can't sell to the Boston fan that an injury is what held you back at a critical game. I mean, come on.
If we're in that situation and Jalen Brunson would have gotten hurt.
Oh, he would have been out there like making every play.
Tatum was out there. He's still playing.
But he'd make every play. He'd be himself. He'd figure out a way. Julius Randle would put his hands on him and heal that ankle because of the healing properties that his hands have. Yeah, that's what would have happened. We all know that. But if you are a Boston sports fan that's been around for a while and you're like, hell, man, I saw Curt Schilling go out there with the bloody sock and do what he did against the Yankees in Game 6. Don't give me this Jason Tatum ankle thing. I don't want to hear it.
They almost did it. They almost came back, and they almost did something that nobody's ever done before.
Yeah. I mean, does either one of these teams have the, you know, ability to capture the national audience because of their story or anything about them? I mean, that's really what the NBA
only
is
Jokic.
Looking at.
Only Jokic.
And I know that he's great. We all know how great he is. We've been talking about it forever. But, I mean, can the person who's sitting around in, I don't know, Indiana appreciate it enough where they're going to turn on this NBA Finals just to see him? Is he finally a big enough deal?
Yes, I do. I do believe that. I don't know where the ratings are going to be. Maybe they.
Well, that's what
be
we're
that
talking
great.
About. You know,
I know, but I still think that he is an amazing story, an amazing basketball player, two-time MVP, should have won MVP this year, And, you know, the fact of the matter is he's taken his team to the finals, and he has been nothing short of miraculous in this playoff run.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaging a triple-double.
Listen, I know and I've appreciated this guy for a long time. He was when I played fantasy basketball. He was like my favorite player to pick. I love the guy. I bought a Nuggets sweatshirt because of him. I love him. But I just don't know if he is a draw to a basketball fan that team isn't in it. I still don't know. And we'll find out.
For me, I'm that guy that you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's interesting.
Yeah, but you're a former athlete who appreciates the greatness of it. And I think when you see a guy like that dominate at that high level, it's impossible for you to ignore. But how about Lisa Salters, who didn't even know who he was prior to covering him in the Western Conference Finals?
Or Mark Jackson leaving him off his MVP list.
Right, because he just forgot that he existed. I mean, this is the stuff we're talking about.
Well, guess what? They're not going to forget he's existing now, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and then if he wins the championship and is a Finals MVP, then we're talking about he is now... Everybody knows who he is.
You know, he's a remarkable basketball player in so many different ways. And what makes him, I think, a pleasure to coach for Mike Malone is the fact that he's about as unselfish as they come. And, you know, when I always say this about the NBA, when your big star, you know, buys into what you're selling, whether it be Patrick Ewing and Pat Riley and Patrick Ewing and Jeff Van Gundy, you know, then everybody else has to follow. Everybody has to follow along. Everybody has to do what the coach is asking. Because your star is basically setting the tone for the rest of the locker room. And that's exactly what Nikola Jokic does.
He does, and that's what Jimmy Butler does for the Heat, too.
Yes, both. And I would also say Jalen Brunson for our team.
Right. No, absolutely. And that was what made this year so special for the Knicks. And they lost to the team that eventually made it to the NBA Finals in Miami.
You know, it's what Aaron Judge does for the Yankees. I think Pete Alonso tries to do the same thing for the Mets.
Wow, tries to do the same thing?
I believe he does, yeah. I think he's a little bit young.
But doesn't accomplish it?
No, I think he does. I think he's... Would you say he's the most popular Met?
Yes.
Yes.
I would absolutely say he's the most popular.
And, you know, some of the goofy stuff that he does, the LFGMs and the...
The humping.
The humping thing and all that other stuff. You know, that stuff is a little goofy, yeah. There's no question about it. But he is the most popular Met, and he's the leader in the clubhouse.
Seems to be. I mean, I would also think, you know, one of those two pitchers, I think that Max Scherzer was brought here to be not only the great pitcher on the mound, but also that veteran in the clubhouse that everybody could look up to. I don't know how well that has turned out since he's been here, although his last start was very, very good.
Well, his last start was good, and Verlander's last start was terrible.
I know. I mean, you've only got one time so far as we head into June that both of those guys pitch well back-to-back. Now, I understand they only had a couple opportunities to do so. It's only been three times or whatever, I think three times. Maybe four, but there's only been one time where one guy's pitched well, and the next guy goes out the next day and pitches well.
Not what we're expecting.
No.
No, but again, it's June. The National League is not lighting it up right now. The Braves aren't lighting it up. The Dodgers aren't lighting it up. I mean, they're playing good, don't get me wrong, but the Mets are within five games of the
Braves.
The Braves, and I do believe they're what... Maybe a game and a half out of the wild card.
I can't really look at the wild card until later. You know what I'm saying? Like, the division's one of those things with the wild card. It's like, there's so many teams. Everybody's all jumbled up. I mean, the Marlins, for Christ's sakes, have a better record than them right now.
Just let me explain to you that the Phillies, what they did last year.
Oh, yeah.
And when they did it.
I'm aware.
The biggest problem, I mean, is, you know, of course, the starting pitching for the Mets. But I still say, the moment they lost Diaz, they lost a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot of their swagger. Their late-inning swagger.
Man, their identity, too. I mean, nothing said the 2022 Mets more than the Diaz trumpet stuff. Like, that was the thing. I mean, we sat here and talked about it. There were topics about the trumpet versus Metallica and Mariano Rivera. What was more entertaining? And Timmy Trumpet came in. I mean, that was the year. The headline of the year was probably Edwin Diaz's season with... The trumpets. I mean, that SNY video got how many views? Millions and millions of views of him and the camera following him out from the bullpen and everybody, the Mr. and Mrs. Met doing the trumpets. I mean, think about that. It wasn't just his performance. It was like a feel-good thing and an hour thing and a dominant thing.
And they're playing like that they don't have that.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, they do have some energy from the younger players. There's no question about that. But they're playing as if, you know, they lost one of their, well, they did. They lost one of their most important parts of the team. And that is a guy who basically came in, three up, three down, call it a game, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the closer people break it down, the analytics guys, and how much a closer really does help and what situations, but, you know, there was an identity with him last year.
Just like there was with Mariano all those years with
exactly.
The Yankees.
Yeah, that when you rip it away from the team and do it in such dramatic fashion before the season starts, it's hard to recreate that.
I remember where you were when we all found out that Edwin Diaz got hurt.
I woke up to it.
Yes.
And was heading in to, on a very early flight that I was taking down on that fishing trip. And I remember both you and I were out those days. And I remember showing the video to another Mets fan in the Uber. We were on the way to the airport and him going, "You got to be kidding me."
Right. Exactly.
You got to be kidding me.
So if we're doing that and we're fans, what do you think the players are doing? And how do you think the players are acting internally without even thinking about it? It's just a natural thing to feel that this is going to be a negative issue, and it has turned that out to be that way.
It has been, but at this point, they can't. Sure, beginning of the season, sloppy. Now you got to essentially forget about it. You got to be over it by now. You got to adjust. I mean, it can't be a part of your mentality at this point.
I don't know. You know, it's he was such a significant portion of their success last year,
yeah,
and was virtually unhittable.
Sure, yeah, I know. But I mean, you before anybody else, I would think, would come up with the no excuses type of thing, like the okay, it happened before the season. Figure it out. Go out there, get somebody else, next man up, whatever thing you want to throw out there.
I mean, yeah, I'm all about the next man up thing, and I'm all about the no excuse thing, but I'm also about the reality of what happened to this team and with one of their best players who had just signed a new mega contract. He was one of the guys that, you know, you were definitely counting on, that you were thinking, okay, we're going to go into the eighth inning. If we got the lead, there's no way we're losing. And now that can't be said.
Yeah, and as bad as the bullpen has been, the real problem with the team to me has been the underperforming of the everyday players in the lineup and the rotation being not good.
Bullpen.
But that's not the number one reason why. It's not. It really isn't. I mean, if you think about it, how many games they've had leads in and that have been blown are not nearly the amount of games that they've just flat out lost.
Did you see that pitching staff in Colorado this weekend?
Yeah, I know. It's horrendous.
Okay.
Horrendous.
They seem like they hit well, and they still lost.
Yeah, okay, but true. But it's not like the starting pitching was any good either.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, but it's not all the bullpen.
True.
Not all the bullpen. Let's go to Jerry in Mattawan. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, Boomer Geo.
What's up, Jerry?
Well, what's up is this. What are you guys talking about, 9/11? Where were you when it happened? He's a goddamn bullpen pitcher.
Well, he's a goddamn really good bullpen pitcher.
Nobody compared it to 9/11, Jerry. Nobody compared it.
Yeah, nobody compared it to 9/11, Jerry. What are you talking about? You know, stick it. Where the sun don't shine, you dope. Rich in Cornwall. Rich, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, I got to ask you a question.
What?
I understand Diaz is gone, but I mean, when you got a pitching staff whose ERA is over 6, what good would he have been this year? What would have mattered?
And that's sort of my point, that I think that there's bigger issues, and you would have loved to have him, but the starting pitching has been horrendous, and for the most part, this lineup has underachieved. I'm with you. I mean, to me, Kodai Senga, disappointing. Verlander, we'll see. Max Scherzer, for the most part, disappointing. McGill, terrible. Carrasco, terrible and hurt. Quintana, we don't even see. David Peterson, horrendous, if I've had or not already said him already. It's been gross. It really has been. So I do think there is something to be said, though, Rich, about the identity of who they were in last year and the trumpets and all that stuff. I mean, there was a confidence oozing from that team. And maybe we get to a point where they do start playing better and the bullpen ends up killing them. But right now, it is not the number one reason why they're losing.
And the reason I said that about Diaz, where were you when you found out about it, is because we all remember how we felt when we heard about it and how ridiculous it was that he got hurt celebrating a win in the World Baseball Classic.
Yep.
stupid.
It is. But if you watch Lindor now on these walk-offs, because he was out there when this happened, you know, Puerto Rican team and everything, he stays in the back. He doesn't do anything. He does not celebrate. He doesn't jump. He doesn't even smile. He's just back there. He doesn't want to pull a jaw muscle. He's just back there doing his thing and making sure that he doesn't get hurt. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We can't sit here and blame the entire season of the slow start on that.
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying that's not the way you want your season to get, you know, to get started. And because he was such a big part of every aspect of what the Mets were doing last year, of course, they had key hits and their big hitters came through. And, yeah, a couple of pitchers came through and you know, whatever. I understand all that. But you lost your best player before the season even started in an idiotic way.
You know, I took my first trip over to Ocean Beach this year on Sunday to go see the great Scotty Hirsch over at the Island Mermaid.
Yeah.
And there's a dock master there named Gavin, and he wears a Mets hat every time I see him. Every time I see him, he's got a Mets hat on. Last year, every single time I went over there, Mets hat, Mets hat, Mets hat. Yeah, 2 days ago, Sunday, saw Gavin, no Mets hat. And I said, why no Mets hat? He goes, I'm too embarrassed to wear it right now. That's what he said. Embarrassed to put it on. Doesn't want to hear from the Yankee friends around the dock, the marina. Doesn't want to hear it anymore. Took that hat off. That's how die hard to embarrassed in just a few months. And he said, when this team gets over 500 and stays there, I'll put the hat back on. I was like, good for you, man.
Already, man.
Good for you.
50 games into the season.
Embarrassed to put it on. I said, that's right. Make them earn it back. Mike in Middletown. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, so you put your credit card in the umbrella machine.
Yep.
You take the umbrella.
Yep.
How does it know that who put the umbrella back? There must be a chip or something in the umbrella.
Hmm.
So now it has your credit card information and knows where you're going.
Interesting. Tracking. Yeah, and it goes to China.
Gotta be China.
It's gotta be.
Is it kind of like the city bike? But the same thing.
But what he's saying is if you keep that umbrella.
Oh, you keep the umbrella, yeah.
Then all of a sudden that umbrella's got the chip in it and knows exactly where you are, where you live,
China.
And all that stuff. China.
What do they charge you if you keep a city bike?
I don't know, but you're not going to keep that crappy city bike.
Yeah, it sucks. Oh, nobody wants that thing. You can't wait to get off that thing.
You know what really just annoys the crap out of me? When somebody's on one of those city bikes and they're on the sidewalk and they're going the wrong way. I swear to God, I'm going to clothesline some guy one day.
I know.
I tell you, I almost snapped the other day.
You almost clotheslined?
Guys weaving in out of, pedestrian traffic on the freaking sidewalk.
That's terrible. There's a bike lane. Just get out there. Just, you know, just dance around in traffic. That's what I say.
And go the right way. That's the other thing. They go the wrong way.
Well, on a sidewalk, there really isn't a right way and a wrong way.
No.
Bike lane there is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they go the wrong way. Now, if I were a delivery guy, I kind of understand going the wrong way because you're trying to get there as quickly as you possibly can.
Yeah.
But if you're on a city bike and you're on the sidewalk and you're going the wrong way, I mean, those people need to be clotheslined.
They're going the wrong way! That's what I'm saying!
All right, Fubri.
You understand what I'm talking
about? I do understand what you're talking about. Actually, at the end of the 40-mile bike tour, when we were making a right on Houston to get back to the parking garage where we had parked,
you went the wrong way.
Well, at that point, you think I was going to ride anymore?
Guys, we're going the wrong way.
Do you think I was going to? So that your buddy Chris goes, I think this is the wrong way bike thing. I said, at this point, I don't care. I said, I'm going right through here. The garage is right there. I followed the rules all day. Been on the bike for 43 miles. I'm going the wrong way in the bike lane for these 2 seconds just to get to the garage. You want to go all the way around?
You know what? If you're in the bike lane, that's between you and the other biker coming within that lane. Although, when I go to step across the street, I have to look both ways.
Sure.
And I shouldn't have to look both ways. But now I have to look both ways.
That is true.
Yeah. And you're a violator.
This one time, I am admitting a violation, yes.
You are a violator.
One time. Not normally, but this one time, after the 43 miles, that was the end of it. Oh, here we go. Struggle bus up there.
Well, I think you're looking pretty good right there.
Well, wait. I look good until the 80-year-old blows by me in 3, 2, 1. There he goes.
Look at that guy.
That guy just blows right by me there.
That guy's tremendous.
I know. Ugh. That's so I looked fine until then.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Weezer on a Tuesday morning. It is Al and Jerry, the warm-up show till 10. Tiki and Tierney then. Nice to have you with us. We are all over the sports world. And here to break everything down is Chris Lopresti. Chris, take it away.
That's right, Chris is not here. So I can just do an update or I could talk.
You tell I think Boomer and Gio are in our sales meeting.
They're in a sales meeting right now.
All right, so then you know what we'll do? Because I have a couple of fun things that we could do here, actually. Right, I'm not here, shockingly enough. So be it. I went and got for you, Al, because we were talking in the warm-up show, as a matter of fact. We were talking about Aaron Rodgers. So first things first, before I play that, I'm going to tell you that we're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. So if you go back to this weekend, Aaron Rodgers was at MetLife Stadium. And he's at the concert, and it's kind of funny how when you go back to last year at the end of spring training, the Mets had done a little celebration on the field for spring training. Hey, we're World Series champions, and they got mauled for it. So let me play you this from this concert this weekend. So set the scene. He finished dancing. Everybody's, you know, on social media. Oh, look at him dance. Leg's fine. Okay, fine. His dancing was fine, too. I did watch the video. And then there's confetti flying all over him. And so what does he do? And you tell me if this is touching the money or not. This. Listen closely. This is his friend first, then Aaron Rodgers. Now, at the end, that's Aaron Rodgers saying the Jets won the Super Bowl, and he is smiling and cheering into the camera as the Taylor Swift concert is ending. Touching the money, not touching the money.
No, not touching the money. Come on.
We're going to kill him for it?
No. I'm not killing him for anything at this point. Hmm. I mean, people were killing him for being a Swiftie. How could you do that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's right. His musical taste. That's fine.
Well, I don't know if it's his musical taste as much as it is like she's the most popular thing and he finds himself
and
in
how
that
could,
situation.
How could you not enjoy her concert? Right? I mean, like, yeah, and she should be the halftime for Super Bowl 58 out
Do we
Vegas.
Know something?
I'm just telling you that she should be the halftime. She's doing a stadium show right now.
Well, there's nobody bigger than her
how
right now.
How easy would it be to take this show, put it at halftime of the Super Bowl, call it a day?
Very easy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I think, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And that's how I think. I think ahead of the curve.
Is she too big for the Super Bowl right
she
now?
She might be. She doesn't need it.
Absolutely.
She doesn't need it, of course.
But then again, Bruce didn't need it when he did it.
True.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these artists don't need it.
There'd be Bruce Springsteen. We call him Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah. Man, steak and salmon for breakfast is pretty good.
It's awesome.
How come nobody got us and said we're coming back?
Because someone had to be on the air.
We did holler, actually.
Eddie was yelling.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
I came in, usually I come in, I talk to them. I came in as we were coming back because I was okay. trying to get the Aaron Rodgers thing in the system.
All right.
And then Eddie goes, get in there. And they started yelling for you.
I didn't hear it.
I was eating Glaze. So Glaze is opening right across the street.
And Spike was looking for you guys. They said they're in a sales meeting.
Oh, bad vegan. That's your error. I know he came in all mad at us. I was like,
you make a lot of errors.
He's like,
man.
Sorry to interrupt, but you guys are on the air. So why didn't someone tell us? I don't know. I just would have figured you guys, hey, we got a minute. We got 30 seconds, something. I don't know.
I said, stop. I'm slamming chicken, steak, and salmon right now.
Nice chopstick technique.
Not bad.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
Very good.
Very impressive. Mm, how about that? All right, so let's get to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night. As the Heat beat the Celtics 103-84, and they advance into the NBA Finals against the Nuggets, Jimmy Butler had 28 points. He was named the series MVP. He says, yeah, it was tough losing those three in a row, but we never wavered.
I have so much belief in myself and this group of guys and the squad that Coach Pat and Spo and everybody else put together. I see it every single day. I know how good of players that we have. I know how good of a team we are, and we made it happen.
They did make it happen, and they got a shot now to win a championship against Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. Here is Bam Adebayo. Really crazy what we're doing.
We never thought it'd be easy. Going through these playoffs, going through this season, up and down, good, bad, through the adversity, still, you know, nobody let go of the rope.
He had 12 points, 10 boards, 7 assists. Caleb Martin, 11 of 16 shooting. He had 26 points. This really was not much of a game in the fourth quarter as Miami, I think, stretched the lead to 23 with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Now, as we know for Boston, we've talked about it this morning, that Jason Tatum was really hampered by the ankle or the foot injury. Happened in the first 30 seconds of the game, and he had to deal with it.
You know, I came down on my ankle, and it's tough because it, you know, kind of impacted me the rest of the night. Swelled up, and it was just frustrating that I was kind of like a shell of myself.
It was ugly looking, too, and he was able to stay out there, but he did struggle with his shot.
There's more ankle injuries in the NBA playoffs this year than ever. I mean, this bit, how many guys would Jimmy Butler miss the game?
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
I know Jason Tatum had this happen to him, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
Like a million of them.
The Randle one was tough, too, because he was just 100% after rehabbing the ankle and then having to deal with it yet again. So, anyway, Heat Nuggets game one Thursday night in Denver. The Sixers said to be hiring Nick Nurse as their new head coach. The baseball story, the Mets were off the Yankees in Seattle last night, and Aaron Judge, a one-man show.
And the payoff. Swing and a liner deep down the left field line. It's curling, and it is off the foul pole. A home run for Aaron Judge. Bryce Miller came over the plate, and Judge punished the rookie. Home run number 16, a two-run shot, and the Yankees are in front, 3-1.
You think that Bryce Miller, right? Here he is, a rookie, pitching well, by the way. And he gets up there, he goes, you know what? I'm going to take on Aaron Judge.
He lost.
See ya.
He lost.
I mean, I swear they send out a memo to some of these pitchers that say, do not pitch around him. We need Aaron Judge to be Aaron Judge. Like, don't do it. Like, it seems like that's what's going on.
Because the best baseball player in your lifetime.
No, it's not what I said.
In New York.
I said he could be
oh,
the best baseball player in New York that I've ever seen. By when it's all said and done. Because right now, in his prime, he is. I don't think there's anybody that's been better.
Right.
So
I said Griffey for me, but he's got a chance to be the best I've ever seen.
Griffey was always hurt.
Well, years since he was with the Reds in Seattle. I don't know that he was always hurt. I mean, he did hit 600 home runs.
Right.
So he had to have played a little bit.
Yeah.
And true. The most dynamic outfielder I've ever seen. That having been said, he wasn't done. Talk about being an outfielder. How about what Judge did defensively?
Pitch. Lifted in the air. Right field. It's pretty deep. Judge racing back near the wall. He is leaping and he will make the catch. Aaron Judge took it back. Aaron Judge with a night to remember at the plate. now shining on defense.
And Justin Shackle again with the call on the fan. So he shined at the plate. We played the one homer, and he actually hit two. Some guys hit one, he hits two. And then that played defensively in the eighth on Teoscar Hernandez. Yankees win 10-4. Judge on the night, 3-for-4 with the two homers and a double. By the way, I'm not sure if you know this, Boomer. Jake Bowers?
Yeah.
Bowers Powers. 3-for-4 himself with an RBI double and a home run as well.
Reminds me of Mickey Mantle with that swing.
Here was Judge. So how about that catch in the eighth inning?
Just another catch. You know, I don't know. It's tough to say. I'm just trying to do my job. When you're 6'7", I better be able to get up there and get those blessings.
He did, for sure. Here was Domingo Germán through his translator on Judge.
I mean, I guess a perfect night for him, you know, and when you're seeing it up close and you see what he's able to do on a nightly basis, a night like tonight, you know, it's exciting.
Went on to say the most exciting and best player he's ever seen.
In his lifetime. In his lifetime.
Just kidding. Germán back from the suspension had nothing on his hands of note, so he got through it. 4 runs, 6 1/3 innings. He gets the victory. Also, 2-run doubles for Isaiah Kiner Falefa and Willie Calhoun. Yankees, you look up now. They're 10 games over 500, 33-23, 6 games out in the AL East, and it's not even in June yet. We're getting there at the end of the week, so they've made some. Were they down by 10 at one point? Was that the most?
I think so, yeah.
10 to Tampa. So Harrison Bader did leave in the third, not quarter, inning. With right hamstring tightness, and there was no Rizzo last night because of a stiff neck. He got Nestor Cortes.
Oh, by the way, Jerry, we do have a bet on Giancarlo Stanton's next injury.
As he's starting his rehab assignment, he's coming back from a hamstring.
I'll say groin.
And it's already taken.
Oh, man, what is that on last? Groin's taken.
But if I were you.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The parameters are if he misses a game for injury or injured list.
There's our list right there.
Last.
Good job there.
Put you up there, yet.
CBS.
I'll go with back spasms.
You could take hamstring again, by the way.
No, that's too easy.
Okay.
And no one else has it, so I'll go back spasms.
Back spasms.
Back injury. Back spasms.
Back spasms.
But what is the criteria? Is it injured list or is it miss multiple games?
Miss two. Any sort of time. He gets pulled out of a game because of it?
So like Rizzo last night. Not playing because of a stiff neck would count, and Bader leaving because of an injury would count.
But if he's playing through it and not missing any time.
No, that's fine.
Then that's fine. If they say, oh, you know, he's got a calf injury, but he's still playing, then no. If he gets pulled out of a game or misses a game and the reason is one of those muscles, that person wins.
I'm debating on back spasms or glute.
Glute.
Yeah.
Glute.
Who would have thought glute?
Connected to the hamstring.
Yeah, but that's not even going to say glute, though. They wouldn't even say that. Is any baseball player that has just flat out been like glute?
Pulled his ass.
Guys have pulled their ass before. Of course they have.
I don't know.
Back spasm or glute? Where are we going?
I'm
going
to go back spasm.
All right, back spasm, official final answer.
Yeah, final answer, back spasm. Big man right there. Nestor Cortes, Logan Gilbert tonight on the fin.
Look at that. They updated that.
Calf. Guys, you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Quad, calf, oblique. So no one's got the shoulder.
No.
I mean, I already made my final decision.
Nobody has a neck.
No. Nope. That's a good one, too. Yeah, I'm going to stick with back spasms.
And this will happen this year. We're going to get one of them. There's no doubt about it. There will be another IL
after July 4th.
Yeah. Well, I would say we'll do All-Star break, which is right after that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, before or after the All-Star break.
So if I remember correctly, he came back after the All-Star break in Houston and played a full game, and then we lost him again for a month.
Does that sound right? That does. Sounds about right with him.
The Angels beat the White Sox. The story, though, is Liam Hendricks. Not that he gave up a couple of runs, but the fact that he was back from cancer treatments. He did throw an inning, and he says, emotional for sure.
I did take a minute and step and look around the crowd and just, like, soak it all in a little bit better than I had in Gwinnett that time. So getting out there and doing it that way was great.
Nice moment there with his family. His wife was there as well. And yes, he didn't pitch great, but so be it. He's back healthy, and that's kind of a cool moment for him. I don't know if you noticed this. Very cool uniforms by the White Sox.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very cool.
All black.
So South Side and script and cool, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, Booms?
Yeah, I like
them. Not bad.
Yeah.
And it's all over in hockey. All we got left are the Stanley Cup Final. But I tell you, how about if you're a Miami sports fan these days? You got the Panthers and you got the Heat. And they will have to, the Panthers will have to get through Vegas now.
This one is over. 6-0. A shutout victory in Game 6 for the Vegas Golden Knights. For the second time in 6 seasons, the Golden Knights will play for the Stanley Cup.
My guys from Glaze in there. You guys heard that sound effect, okay? If I said that that was either A, rhinoceros, B, a gull horn, C, a possum, or D, Boomer laughing. So, if it's A, hands up.
He's no. Saying the second choice. What was the second
Not
choice?
Not the rhinoceros. The two, was that the possum dying? No, I don't remember what two was. Well, I'll tell
you. It was a gull horn.
You think it was a gull horn? What do you see? The possum dying? Or was it Boomer laughing? Boomer laughing! Yeah! We got a winner!
Well, they listen to the show. That's why. They know.
Could have been a rhinoceros.
Yeah, okay.
How'd you do that again?
you made me laugh. What can I tell you?
There you go. 6-0 was the final. Game one with G in the building. It will be Saturday night
maybe.
In Las Vegas. Potentially. We shall see. With that, time now for Moment of the Day. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. So G was making his case about Boomer slurping his oatmeal this morning. Boomer apparently heard that we were discussing this last week and took exception.
Is this the way you treat your parents? Like when they come over, like, and they slurp their oatmeal or they slurp their soup?
No. I'm not really eating soup with my parents that much these days. They live in a different home, you know?
Yeah, but they come over for dinner.
Yeah, I know, but they're not...
Does it bother you?
No, they're not slurping. Here's the other part about this. Yeah. This is an everyday kind of situation, right? Like, I'll see my parents every other week or something like that. They'll come over for dinner. Sometimes they do eat. They don't eat. With you, it's an everyday thing with the oatmeal.
No more.
That's your choice, not mine. I mean, you're going to act like I'm denying.
I don't want to annoy you.
No, it's fine. You can't. I'd leave the studio. That's why it's a win-win for all of us. You get to have your oatmeal and your cream and your sugar that you
scream out. Land.
And I leave the studio.
Has bananas, blueberries, and cinnamon.
Splooge?
Very interesting oatmeal that you have every day. I see you went with Glaze instead, so good for you.
Yes.
Make the move.
You're back there. There's plenty of Glaze for you and the
staff. Wow.
It's great, man.
It looks good. Yeah. Although I can't do the chopsticks thing.
Why not?
I don't know how.
Oh, really?
Easy. No.
You don't know how to use chopsticks?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I like a fork.
So damn traditional.
It's easy.
This is where Jerry is not off-brand. This is on-brand
Jerry.
Like
a fork.
His man loves himself a fork.
Yes, I do.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Jimmy Garoppolo hurt again. And I remember a lot of calls to this radio station saying, if you lose out on Rodgers, you know, maybe Jimmy G. And it's like, oh, God, why him? He's always hurt. And then when he signed his big contract out in San Francisco, he went MIA. The coaches couldn't find him. No one knows where the hell he was. He's sitting there smiling on the sidelines when the 49ers are getting their ass kicked by the Eagles because Brock Purdy got hurt. I mean, this guy just, I don't know. I mean, great-looking guy. He's got a model face. He won a ton of games with the 49ers. But my goodness, he's not something I would trust my franchise with. And he gets this foot injury. He has to have surgery, or he did have surgery, and he's going to miss some time. So now, of course, the speculation ramps up with Tom Brady playing for Vegas. Now, you had said that several months back. I still believe he's going to stay retired. He also has been moving closer to obtaining a stake in the Raiders, Tom Brady. I guess, can you own the team and play for it?
Why not?
I guess so. I guess there wouldn't be a reason. Well, I mean, you couldn't play for another team if you owned
right. A piece that would of be the thing. He's not going to San Francisco or any of that other stuff. But this thing with Jimmy G goes back to last year when he got hurt, and yep. Whether or not, you know, he should have had surgery when he was playing for San Francisco, but San Francisco had held out hope that his foot would be better by the time the playoffs rolled around. So if they needed him, that he would be able to play. And it turned out that they did need him, but it also turned out that he was unable to play because the foot didn't heal. Now, the interesting thing about what happened here is that the Raiders said, okay, we'll take you, but we're not going to give you a signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put all your money into your first year salary, and you're going to have the surgery, and you're going to have to be ready to play in order to make that money.
Sure. And all of that makes sense from everybody's standpoint.
Which is why now, with Lisfranc's surgery on your foot, which is what this is, it is not always 100% successful. And that's why the speculation about Tom Brady is going to be, you know, front and center, and it's going to be that way, especially if Jimmy Garoppolo can't get out on the field and practice and fully participate in OTAs and then, of course, summer training camp.
Who is their backup right now? Do we know?
Yes, we do know. I will tell you in a second if you'd like me to.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and it doesn't seem... Aiden O'Connell. Is a guy that they drafted. They drafted him. There's nobody ahead of Aiden O'Connell.
Brian Hoyer is there.
Brian Hoyer is there. Thank you, Al. So Brian Hoyer and then Aiden O'Connell is their third stringer. See, yeah, I mean, it's not like, I don't know, crazier things have happened. I still really do believe that Tom Brady is done. I really do believe that he's done.
And I don't know, to play with Devontae Adams. I don't know.
And also, it's with the success that he had with Josh McDaniels. Yeah. I know. I just,
I don't know. I believe that man when I looked in his eyes.
I don't
know.
Has he filed his retirement papers?
I don't think so. What does that matter? Does it? Does it really matter? If he files retirement papers, you could just...
Well, I'm just wondering if he did or not. I mean, if he didn't...
Yeah, but if he did, I'm saying that he might
have. I think he may have filed.
Okay, Tom Brady retired. Tom Brady filed, this is back in February. Tom Brady filed a letter with the NFL and NFLPA confirming his retirement and making him eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2028.
There you go.
Okay. But you're telling me that if he wanted to play, that would be the end of it?
I guess he could play. I guess he could still play if that were the case.
So what's really...
That would be wild. How wild would that be? But then again, it's sports, so anything's possible.
I know. And especially if he has a piece of the team, too. Imagine if he owns the Raiders, plays quarterback for the Raiders, wins a championship with the Raiders. There's no way any of that's happening. He would be... I mean, the AFC is already stacked. It's with Brady and Davante Adams in
there. Yeah, I just don't see... Man.
He's not going to play.
Now, the real question is when is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be able to go 100%? And is the surgery going to be 100%?
Yeah.
So it's really, not easy. A lot of athletes have lost careers over this surgery.
I was just about to say, usually get the surgery successful. Surgery successful. But this is not a lock?
Nothing yet. No.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, if anybody was going to get a career-ending foot injury, it was going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. Lou in Poughkeepsie. What's going on, Lou?
Yeah, up here, I mean, you guys are talking about Brady owning and playing for the Raiders. Up here at Albany, we got your boy Antonio Brown. He owns and has threatened to play for the Arena football team up here. Everybody showed up the other night because he gave out a bunch of vouchers and then he didn't play.
Oh, so he hasn't played yet. He's just been talking about it, but he hasn't actually played?
So he's been practicing. He's fired 3 head coaches in 4 weeks. He threatened to play, and then he said there's proper procedures and rules that players have to go through. He doesn't want to be a bad example for his team by not passing the physical. He didn't play. But he handed out a bunch of free vouchers, and they had like 2,500 more people than they usually do at the games.
It's amazing how that works.
Well,
right?
the real interesting thing is he going to actually pay his players?
Well, I mean, he hasn't paid for any pizza up here or anything else. Why is he going to pay 13 to play? Come on.
That's a big thing. You know, he hasn't paid the players yet.
Maybe he hasn't?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's changed. Like, the story 2 weeks ago was that Antonio Brown hasn't paid anybody. Now, he is
not... Well, that's because he's saving the money to pay Cam Newton. That's the latest thing up here today. He wants to catch some passes from Cam.
So, like, Lou, are people supporting this team? Do they like the fact that he's there, or do they think that it's a total joke?
I mean, personally, I think it's a total joke. I know some of the high school coaches that he's paid through the ringer trying to bring them in and out, and it's a shame because they're good people. But the local news, you would think that this is the second coming of Jesus up here playing arena football and owning the team, only because of his father. His father did a lot of good things for the Albany when he was here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's unraveling all of that. So.
Yeah, I mean, there is nothing that's going to come.
I mean, is Antonio Brown living in Albany right now?
Yeah. I mean, he's up there. I don't know if he's living out of an Airbnb. I don't know if he bought a house. I don't know, but he's up there consistently, it seems like. Gotta get my money. There's nothing good coming out of Antonio Brown's life for the rest of
I'm a great influence.
Like, I'm a great influence. I'm confident in saying there's going to be no good that comes out of that man's life for the rest of his days on the earth,
really?
Whether it's 3 days or 30 years or whatever. There's nothing.
But no, for real.
For real. What
are, he is they so are the, far gone.
They are the Albany Empire. Is that what they are? Is that the name of the team up there?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, he hasn't paid anybody.
That's not. I know. I believe you. I don't. You're just screaming at me. I get
firing coaches because coaches want to get paid. Better pay me, bitch.
That's why, because they're asking for money. All right, here we go. Yeah, Albany Empire coach Pete Porcelli fired after less than 1 week. Yeah,
yeah. Because I want to get paid.
Empire coach Pete Porcelli is out. His reign lasted less than a week. He coached 1 game Saturday and was fired Sunday night. The team lost to the Fayetteville Mustangs 49-27.
He's the third coach for the Empire this season. Porcelli told News Channel 13's Roger Weiland. Roger Weiland here for News Channel 13. He enjoyed coaching the players while it lasted.
Sounds like an Onion article.
Yes, it does.
Now put in your Google search, Antonio Brown paying Albany Empire players.
National Arena football team owned by Antonio Brown, the Albany Empire, has been mired in controversy.
Shocking.
The team has allegedly missed payments to players and coaches, and some of his best players have been suspended, per a report from the Albany Times Union. Yeah, Antonio Brown owns an NAL team, but he's not paying them. There's another headline. Antonio Brown speaks on payment issues with players. I'm sure that was a great quote. Antonio Brown said, everyone's paid here. I'm running a business. The MVP arena is paid. I don't know what the minutiae of the articles. I don't want to get into the he said, she said. Everyone is paid. If everyone wasn't paid, you wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be here. When asked again if those specific players that left the team were paid, Brown said, everybody on our payroll, you know payroll, right? You know paychecks. You know you can't just get paid when you want, right? You know they run a course, right? Turn that bleep on.
Do you think this is like the halftime entertainment?
Oh, him just doing that? I hope
so. Yeah.
And he goes, I don't want to make this about me. Sure. But I want to make this clear. I put the most money ever into this community thus far, into this team. I paid a $1.5 million bill for workers' comp. You think I want to hear a player who's concerned about my payroll? Do you understand? Just took over the situation here 100%? Stop. I mean, this guy can't even go to Albany and disappear. It's amazing. Makes headlines up there, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.